Yes, desegregation does work. That's the answer from the first professor, Gregory Pilardi. An associate professor at the University of California, Riverside, he's constantly analyzing data on school integration. He says it does help students from low socioeconomic backgrounds, or SES, succeed.
And a lot of research suggests attending a high SES school kind of rubs off on you, more than your own SES even.
Socioeconomic status means three things: parent income, parent education level, and parent occupation. It doesn't mean race, though they are correlated.
Now, if you have peers that come from higher SES families, they tend to have parents that are more highly educated. Children from those backgrounds tend to have higher achievement, more advanced academic skills, and those factors tend to rub off.
So if researchers have crunched the numbers on this so many times and overall found the same thing, why hasn't desegregation closed achievement gaps? Well, few places have fully desegregated. Half of white students across the country still go to mostly white schools, especially in the Midwest, according to a 2022 report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Even in schools that look integrated from the outside, their classrooms may not be. The second professor I talked to about this is Tokes Fashola. She's an education research professor at American University in Washington, D.C. Fashola says white families have often created silos within black schools to avoid integrating. In one case in Pennsylvania where she served as an expert witness, schools created advanced placement classes.
As soon as they were told that they had to integrate, the number of AP classes doubled and tripled. And that's where you saw all the white children. All of a sudden, a school that never had any AP classes, the number of AP classes just increased.
And districts inflicted some deep wounds on black communities as they integrated. The third professor is Asif Wilson, who researches teaching and curricula at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Districts all over the country cut much of their black teaching force after the Brown versus Board of Education decision. Wilson says black teachers knew best how to teach their students and knew the most about their collective history.
They went to the stores. They went to the churches. They were part of the sort of communal milieu, and DSEG completely interrupted that.
In Illinois, almost 17% of students are black, but only 6% of teachers are, according to the State Board of Education's most recent report card. So is desegregation still worth it if the backlash can be so effective and harmful? Wilson says no. He wants to see neighborhood schools with the resources and teaching styles that will make them effective for black students. Our fourth professor says yes, desegregation is effective. It just needs to be done right. Lois Carruthers is an education professor at the University of Missouri in Kansas City. She has overseen and been frustrated by desegregation efforts herself. She says teachers need to be on board with integration by race and class for it to be successful.
I definitely believe that integrated schools are better for kids and that they lead to good outcomes for kids overall. I think that if teachers do what they need to do, then students, in a sense, will sort of follow.
And those are the four professors. Mostly they say socioeconomic desegregation does help students. It's the way districts have often desegregated or resisted doing so that has been so harmful. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.